We are just a couple of hours away from President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden taking the stage in tonight's final presidential debate of this election season. We speak with both campaigns about their strategy in these final days of the race. First up, Tim Murtaugh. He is the communications director for President Trump's campaign, and he joins us now from Nashville. Tim Murtaugh, welcome to the NewsHour. So, first of all, what is the president's main goal tonight?
Tonight's a good opportunity, Judy, for the president to lay out the clear differences between his own accomplishments and Joe Biden's failure over nearly five decades in Washington. The president has accomplished more in 47 months than Joe Biden has managed to do in 47 years. The president built the world's best economy once. He's already doing it a second time. And Joe Biden has been a disaster economically for nearly five decades. And now he wants to raise taxes by $4 trillion and impose the Green New Deal on every person, business, building, and farm in this country. So if voters go into the election booth and they're cared about who's going to restore the economy, it's President Trump, and it's not even close. And I think you will probably hear the president bring up the new revelation today about Hunter Biden's former business partner, who today confirmed and publicly stated and put his name on a statement that not only did Joe Biden know about the fact that Hunter was selling access to his father, the vice president, around the world, but that he also consulted, advised Hunter on it, and in some cases had to sign off on those deals. And I think you'll hear the president bring that up if the moderator does not.
And I'll ask you about that in just a moment, but are you suggesting the president's going to spend more time going after Joe Biden or talking about his own record and speaking about what he wants to do in the future in a second term?
Well, I think part of any campaign is a contrast. The president's going to talk about what he himself has accomplished on behalf of the American people over the course of the last 4 years. Chief among those is building the world's best economy, doing it once. He's now doing it a second time. We've already seen more than half of the jobs return that were lost to the coronavirus. When Joe Biden was in charge of the economy, it took almost 30 months for half the jobs to return during the slowest economic recovery that he oversaw. So it absolutely is a case of laying out the differences in accomplishment versus failure on Joe Biden's side. But when you're talking about running against a guy who's been in Washington for 50 years almost, you absolutely are going to talk about his record.
Let me ask you, does the president plan to abide by this new rule the commission is imposing, wherein the microphone is cut off for the first part of each of the other candidates' remarks during the beginning of each of these six segments of the debate?
Sure. And the president has abided by the rules previously. And look, what's going on here is that one side wants to turn the microphone of the other side off. And I think that's an indication of how they think it's going. But of course, the president doesn't mind that. And this is putting a lot of power into the hands of somebody in the production truck at the debate commission, of course. And that's fine. The president will press on and he's going to have a good debate. And nothing is going to stop the president because there's going to be free-flowing conversation in between. Nothing is going to stop the president from putting questions to Joe Biden that need to be asked if the moderator does not ask them. For one question, one in particular,
well, the reason
we know that he has been mentioned as being a financial beneficiary of a deal struck with a Chinese energy company. So the question is Joe Biden compromised by the communist Chinese?
And so you're saying that's going to be a large part of what the president's talking about. The reason I'm asking you this, Tim Murtaugh, is because we know in the first debate the president interrupted something like 150, 160 times. People want to know, is that going to happen again? I do want to ask you about the coronavirus. Yesterday there were 64,000 new cases of the virus in the United States. The rate of increase is going up something like 30-some percent over what it was just a few weeks ago. Is the president going to talk about how he plans to get this under control?
Sure, and the president will talk about what he's done already. The president has mounted an unprecedented effort, both the government and the private sector, creating a testing regime where there was not one before. Remember, all of this was done from scratch because this is a novel coronavirus. More tests, far and away more tests than anyone in the world, ramping up production of PPE, building more ventilators. Remember, we heard about the ventilator shortage that was going to happen. That never occurred. And now we're actually sharing ventilators with other parts of the world because we made so many. And the president's record of cutting off travel from China at the very beginning of this. And we know that Joe Biden would not have made that move because he called it xenophobic and fear-mongering at the time. So we know that if Joe Biden had been president in January, we'd be worse off today than we are because Joe Biden would not have cut off travel from China. We know that because he said so.
The reason I'm asking this is because we do have the number of cases. We have now 8 million cases in the United States. The problem is just getting worse right now under current policies.
That the case mortality rate, in the United States is among the lowest in the world. The fact of the matter is, if you catch the coronavirus, the United States is absolutely where you want to be receiving treatment. The development of the therapeutics, the fact that we're far along the way and almost ready to have the vaccine released to the American people, hundreds of millions of doses of this life-saving vaccine. And on the vaccine, what does Joe Biden do? And Kamala Harris, what do? They try to convince people not to take it. They try to turn the vaccine itself, and indeed, really, the whole coronavirus issue, into one big political weapon, actually trying to frighten people away from taking a life-saving vaccine. That is reckless, and it's endangering people's lives simply to score political points.
We are going to leave it there. Tim Murtaugh with the Trump campaign, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Judy.